One of the main issues talked about at today's school board meeting was making the new expo line safe for the students of the Los Angeles School District. Dorsey High School and Fauché Learning Center are two of the schools closest to the expo line. Julie Korenstein is chair of the safety committee.
This is a huge safety issue for the children of LA Unified. It is more amazing to me that they would even have a plan like this near a school. It's just unbelievable because it's so illogical and it's an accident waiting to happen.
The school board is worried about children being hit by the train when they cross the streets near schools. Angelo Belomo, the director of environmental health and safety, presented a solution.
Clearly the safest way to mitigate the potential for accidents between the train and between the train and pedestrians is to separate the grade. And that is to put the train either above ground or below ground.
Right now, plans call for the expo line to be level with the street. It will run from downtown Los Angeles to Santa Monica. Andrea Conti and Damian Goodman, who were at today's meeting, told the board about their fears and concern for the children's safety.
This entire line east of Arlington, which is about more than half its length, has no crossing gates. And at Dorsey, you have 1,793 students that cross around that intersection. And it's not just the schools that are immediately adjacent to it, it's the ones that are near it.
Dorsey High School currently, if you've ever stopped by the school, when school is letting out, it's a lot of chaos with children crossing, trying to meet parents, running to bus stops, going on school buses. It's just really a lot of havoc in that area. If the train is going by at grade and kids are dispersed and running everywhere, in the heat of a moment of an emergency, I think our children's lives are really in danger.
The Board of Education did not resolve this problem today. They plan on putting the idea of grading and public opinion into a draft for an emergency meeting on November 13th. Whitney Wirth, Annenberg, Radio News.